Simmer's Morning Skate with Jared Spurgeon, the captain of the Minnesota Wild. Let's start with current events. You guys are doing pretty well. Taking too many penalties, but you still manage a winning record. What's working?
Resilience. We haven't had the best starts and have to come back a bunch of times, but like you mentioned, a lot of penalties, and we got to sort that out because last game sort of got us behind the eight ball, and when you're killing, you don't get into a rhythm with your lines and everything like that. So it's one thing we talked about, and it's something we have to focus on.
Some changes for you. Different partner. I guess you go from Suter to Goligoski and all that. Just first talk about the on-ice transition for you.
I think with the camp being a bit longer this year, it was a bit easier to sort of get to know each other's habits and sort of having one game, and then you'd have more practice days in between. And Goose communicates really well out there too, so he makes it pretty easy. So I just try and read off him, watch him skate the puck out, and we do our thing.
How has the leadership role, how has the community, the room changed with the culture, maybe with the two, I call them the big shots, Parise and Suter moving on?
It's different this year, obviously. A lot of new faces, young guys coming in as well with a different energy. I think, like you said, we have a new decor as well with a bunch of guys coming in. So just new voices, new eyes on things, and just different ways to speak your mind. So it's been good so far. And like you said earlier, we got off to a good start, and obviously weren't happy with our last game, so we're looking forward to this road trip here.
You've had an amazing career, like from where it started. I think I saw you in Traverse City at one point at the rookie tournament. Sixth rounder, Islanders, they don't sign you, and then you begin this progression of camps with the Minnesota Wild. It's pretty remarkable. Is that stayed with you in terms of like just your attitude in terms of having to prove yourself constantly?
Yeah, I think there's always someone coming up trying to take your job, and you can never take a day off. You always want to try and get better, and I was fortunate enough to have an opportunity here. When we went to Traverse City, we had a very good team and ended up winning the tournament, and it always helps that way when you're on a tryout. And I was able to sign a contract, and in Houston our team started off really well, and there was a couple injuries up in Minnesota and got called up, and then from there we went on a run in the AHL all the way to the finals. Unfortunately, we lost in game six, but there was a lot of timing things where it just worked out for myself, and couldn't be happier to be in Minnesota. But now we have one thing on our mind, and that's to win the Stanley Cup, and that's all we want right now.
I think you grew up with an older brother who was your hero. Is it Tyler? Is he still playing overseas?
Yeah, so he's in Germany right now in the DL2 league. So talk to him every day. He was a Kelowna Rocket in the WHL, so sort of grew up watching the WHL, and then was fortunate enough to play one game against him when I was in Spokane, so that was pretty cool. But we talk every day about whether it's life or just hockey over there. So he was my biggest role model, the guy I always looked up to, and still to this day we're best buddies.
Of course, talking to Jared Spurgeon, 5 years of Spokane Chief, so obviously very familiar with the region, and an Edmonton native. How nice to get the hell out of your own division and actually see other hockey teams this season.
Yeah, and we started against the teams we played last year, so this year was the first couple of games back to California where we spent all last year. It was sort of funny just the way we started off, but to finally get away and see another team, it's been a couple of years where you see the turnover on other teams as well, different players in different spots, so we're looking forward to it, and it's a big game here, obviously their home opener, and just to get a different atmosphere as well.
Really not a rivalry, so to speak, but they did beat you in the qualifying round a couple of years back, so there is that. I imagine that kind of sticks in your craw.
Yeah, I find we always have good games against Vancouver, and I think it goes back to the days where we're playing more games against each other, not just the three or four, whatever you get in a year. So when you're playing four times at home, four times away as well. So the play-in in the bubble there, we played against them, and they obviously ended up on top, and that sticks with you for a long time. So we're looking forward to this game, like I said.
You're 31 years old and you have four kids. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, a lot of time inside, I guess. No, but they keep us busy, so I can't say enough about my wife and how she handles it when we're on the road and stuff. They're busy with hockey, all different types of sports. Their daughter's soccer, gymnastics, so it's a busy time, but we enjoy it a lot.
What's harder, wrangling the kids or slowing down McDavid and Drysdale?
I don't know. Some days the kids are pretty tough, but like I said, it's definitely nice to go home and you see those little Rugrats running around and just all the different personalities that they have. It's a nice escape from the hockey world for sure.
Well, Jared, it's great to see you, I think, for the first time in 11 years up close since Traverse City. An amazing success story. Thanks for joining us at Simmers Morning Skate.
Thanks for having me.